B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Okay, Meredith, you and I have daughters. We always talk about this, the same age.
Yes.
And my three-year-old, three and change, and your daughter is...
She's about to be three.
She's about to be three.
In just a couple months.
Yes, and we sound like we're in the same place right now because I'm getting a lot of defiance.
Uh-huh.
And this is my sweet girl. This is my good girl.
Yes.
And now she's telling me no. Everything I ask her to do is a no.
Mm-hmm. No, mommy.
Right.
And it's so annoying. Like, it's not even... it's dinner. It's one of your favorite, and I made you your favorite thing that you specifically asked for. And she, everything, even though she would love it or agree to, it's a no. Go, yeah. Okay, I'm going to help you up the stairs. No.
Yeah.
It is annoying, to say the least.
Does she ever mix in, I don't like you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now we're getting into that. Just wait for that, because she's just a couple months behind my daughter. But I've noticed over the last couple months, it's repetitive from what she hears from her older daughter.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, from my older daughter.
And at school. And how has your daughter run up to you, your youngest, and said, you're not my best friend, mommy?
Oh, I hear stuff like that.
Because that's all I'm hearing now. And I'm like, who the hell, who is teaching you this? And I'm like, punch them in the face.
I know. Where are they? It's
got to be school.
School.
I am your best friend.
Yes.
I birthed you.
Yes.
If anybody's going to be your best friend at this age, it's going to be me. Okay.
Some people say, see, my mom used to always tell me, she came from the era, or I did, I'm not your friend.
Yeah.
I'm your mother. Yeah. I heard that a million times, but I'm like, are you my best friend? I ask all my daughters that.
Please be my best friend.
I want to be cool mom. Are you my best friend?
Of course. We are. We're totally cool moms, Roxanne. Don't ever second guess yourself.
Remember in Mean Girls?
Of course. That's exactly what I'm envisioning
cool
right
mom.
Now.
Yeah. You know,
it's so funny because I used to think that, not the movie, because I love that movie, but that it was lame to want to be a cool mom. But you do incessantly. It's something we strive to be a little bit.
Yes.
And I feel like we are because of our positions and what we do for a living, at least in other people's minds. But I'm always checking myself in mm-hmm. my head.
Mm-hmm.
Like getting together with these moms for play dates and stuff like that. I'm like, does this person really like me? Or is it the kids are getting together? Or like, I feel like I'm a cool mom. Or are they just wanting to get with me because I'm a cool mom? Or do you ever question like the friendships and stuff
like
that? Yes,
like why do you want to hang out with me? Because I'm actually pretty shy.
Yeah.
In the school playground area, I'm pretty shy. Like I'm not going to, whoever talks to me, I'm excited to talk to them.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to initiate stuff.
Yeah, you're not going to walk over across the entire playground to start a random conversation mm-mm, with mm-mm. another mom or a dad, right?
No.
Yeah.
No. That we should do, we won't do it now. We should do a whole segment because I want to put some thought into it about how you form friendships with moms where really and truly the only thing you have in common initially, you might find out you have a lot more in common initially, is your kids are in school together.
That's so true.
How you end up, a lot of times it is the best friend mm-hmm. of your daughter, but then still, I mean, you might not click with that person, like how it ends up working out that you're friends.
Yeah. So it's funny you said that. So I've hung out with said, we'll call her mom friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kids really like each other. So
Oh, that's me on a daily basis. That's how I talk in like dolphin squeaks.
So I guess initially you're forced to hang out, and then it's not so bad to hang out with them a little bit more. But I was hanging out with this mom friend because their daughters are friends. And I think I came to a realization the other day that this mom doesn't like me.
I got one for you.
I'm looking. Do you ever look back on stuff and uh-huh. I feel like you try to share, you try to have a connection, you try to do all that stuff, and then it just, I don't think this mom likes me. And she was cool and I like her, and if we get together that's totally fine, but there's like something's missing here,
right?
And I think it's me. I'm missing the cue. Such, listen, bitch, we're only hanging out because our kids are friends. Like, I don't ever want to see you or have a conversation with you, but since our kids constantly want to spend time with each other, I'm now forced to have a beverage with you.
Well, let me tell you, I had this group of moms and we get together on occasion, and again, I'm like kind of shy in that group. I don't really, you know, chime in, and I know they know what I do for a living, mm-hmm. but I don't like talk about it a lot unless someone asks me a question about it.
Yeah.
But then someone was asking at the table one day, and she's like, Yeah, I haven't listened to it. Or one of them said, oh, I just listened to it the first time. And I was like, oh, apologies. It's a little racy at times. Or I hope the kids weren't in the car.
Yeah.
And one of the other moms was like, yes, it's very blue.
Oh,
But you know what?
Don't get me started.
Right?
I'm listening to your story. I'm trying not to react to somebody saying that about us.
Right?
But it's really not. I mean, if you want us to go blue, we can.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes we have funny and, controversial stories and stuff like that. You know what, though?
So I was like, I don't think she likes me.
Yeah. Exactly.
I definitely don't think she likes me.
Oh, no. I have a different opinion than you. Or, like, I'm talking about my sex life with my husband. Oh, shocking. But that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, I feel like we're kind of open books kind of people. If somebody's talking to us, I can be very, not too open where it'll make you feel uncomfortable, but, I'll just talk about this and that and somewhat relatable, I would assume. But yes, some moms just do not like us. And that's cool.
Yeah, that's fine.
But when we're young, we have a problem with that. Or maybe in our early 20s, that's difficult to deal with. And then we try to win them over.
Right.
But not anymore, sister.
Well, yeah, because we have each other. So it's like, well, I don't need a new friend. If you don't like me, that's fine. I'm Meredith. We're good.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Because you have your base of people.
But once I find, and it's so funny because I just realized, I think it was like 3 days ago, I'm like, this mom definitely doesn't like me because... After like a third play date, I've been ghosted. Like,
in person, how did you feel that she didn't like you?
It was hard to have a conversation with her. Like, okay. It was very forced. And so,
let me say this. That's the nature of friendships born by our kids are in school together.
Right.
Because there is nothing to talk about at first except your kids. That's all you talk about.
Yeah.
And then it's exhausting. And then usually you're there with your kids.
Yeah.
So you're talking about your kids and you're having to keep an eye on your kids.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
it's too much.
You're exhausted by the time you're done.
That's a good point. Yeah. So, I guess the second time or it must have been the third time I was like, well, we're seeing each other again. So I stopped off. I got a bottle of Veuve. Uh-huh. You know, I was like, okay, we'll have some champagne or whatever. And, I bought the classy kind. So I didn't seem,
Know. So I buy the classy
kind. And that was good. And a little bit more open conversation, this and that. But it's just not working. It's not. I don't. And then
you've
now
been on a couple dates. You're trying to force it.
Yeah. After three dates we went on, and it's just she hasn't texted. There's no calls in a long time, and I'm like, she does not like me. I don't know what it is about me. And I'm sure there's a laundry list of things, but anyway, so I just for random reasons I wanted to tell you that I have been ghosted by a mom friend.
Maybe she just is really busy. And I mean that sincerely because I do have some mom friends and I'm like, "Oh, we should get our kids together." Like I have two right now that I can think of that I've said, "I'm going to call you. Let's get our kids together." And I have not.
Yeah.
So maybe she's just got, the kids,
I'm going to go with that she doesn't like me. Sweet of what you said, but I'm getting the vibe that she just doesn't want to hang out with me, and that's cool. So we broke up.
It's over. But you know what? It is nice when it's just talking about the kids. Because I have friends like you.
Yeah.
I mean, we became friends close friends around the same time we were having kids.
Because it was relatable for the both of us. We were both dealing with a bunch of crap with our bodies and pregnant and babies and husbands and all that.
So we went through it together. But I have friends who happen to have kids at the same time as me that I was friends with before.
Mm-hmm.
And those are like you and I. That's the best scenario.
Yes.
Because you're not like just fall back into natural habits of talking just about the kids just because you have kids the same age. You talk about everything because you had a life with them before you had the kids.
Right, exactly.
And so you had commonalities before.
For sure.
But when you're in the play dating mode and you're dating a new play date
mom,
and you're trying to figure out if you like each other, it's hard to figure it out because you don't know if you would if it weren't for your kids being in the same class together.
You know what bothers me? I'll tell you. Because I kind of get, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, I feel like I kind of get along with almost anybody and everybody.
You do.
So when I'm rejected by somebody and I spend all this time.
Can we call her?
I try to impress
do
them with,
to
my,
call her?
With my fancy champagne.
Yes. Do you like Meredith? Check one. Yes or no.
Yeah.
Or are you just really busy and you haven't gotten back to her?
No, she don't like me. But that's okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to buy us a bottle of fancy champagne.
Okay,
we'll just
fine.
Hang out, and that's what we're going to do.
That's fine.
All right. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.